on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:41, Brock Hunter.
This is a big song, man. What? Sixth grade?
Yeah, huge. Reminds me of my middle school dances, getting it, crushing it.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to apologize to my brother. I made fun of my brother back in like sixth grade because he went to a Britney Spears concert. I was like, dude, come, are you serious? Now I kind of look back and I'm like, damn, I bet you he had a damn good time.
Yeah, yeah. You imagine watching Britney in her prime up there? Son of a bitch. Yeah, you did it right.
She's a little loud now.
Take it, man. She's cuckoo, but in all the
What's
right
that
ways.
That thing? She walks by the camera, looks into the camera, and then walks off. It's like her Instagram post. She'll like walk into the camera, do like a head twirl, and walk off.
Doesn't matter. I don't
then
care.
Then come back and do
She's still hot. She's still
what
hot,
are
and it's
doing?
Fine.
What are you doing?
Doesn't matter. It's Britney Spears. She's hot. I don't care. She's hot. It's fine. It's fine. All right, enough of that. Enough of our 90s music obsession. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township, who is hiring now. Find out more, special-lite.com, and get started with great pay, awesome benefits, room to grow. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan.
Real quick, though, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Britney Spears. Right. But, I mean, then you got Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, you know, which was for the Dirty CD. Good Lord. You ever masturbate to the cover of a CD? Because I have, buddy. I have. Anyway, enough of that. What are some signs that it's time to leave the party? The weekend's coming. People having shindigs, throwed out, what have you. But there comes a point where you're like, all right, it's time to go. Like, things happen at parties where you're like, all right, it's time to leave this party.
And how about this one? If it's 7 o'clock during the day and you're already on a coffee table with your shirt off, fist pumping, boy,
it's time to go. That's too early. Which sucks. The party's just started. Like, oh man, it's so early, man.
It's always the same guy too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that brings me into mind because
why is your shirt off? Your shirt's always off.
As soon as we brought this topic up, something happened years ago, Springfield, Missouri. We were doing a show with Soil. Now, if you remember Soil, good band, they're still around, still doing stuff. Anyway, after the fact, and Soil wasn't huge at this time. You know, I had good enough following, but the guys were like, "Hey, what are we doing? Let's party." Well, we all got invited to a house party. So Soil and Kiki and I hopped on the bus and we drove to this party. Again, just a house party. Someone just gave us directions like, all right, this is where you want to go. So we go to
the house. How they used to do it back in the day,
yeah,
right?
It was a good time. So we get there. We're having fun, whatever, having a good time, you know, drinks at this house. Again, just a random house. I'd never been there before. Mm-hmm. Well, then all of a sudden, dude, I'm telling you, it was like the snap of a fingers. I turn around just to like look and out of nowhere, two guys now with their shirts off, standing there. Okay, and you can picture these guys. Okay, the pants are hanging a little bit lower, so they got the band of their underwear showing. All right, their shirts are off, standing there, kind of awkward. Like, okay, it's time to leave. Like out of nowhere, no one started anything. No, it just randomly. I look over, two guys, shirts off. Whenever that happens, Hunter, a fight is about to go down because for some reason, there's always those guys at the party that want to take their shirts off and fight. I don't get it. I don't understand. But as soon as I see a shirt come off, I am leaving. The party's over. I'm getting out of
there. Dude, 5 years ago, we were at a New Year's party and show up and literally like six dudes with the shirts off. I walk in. I'm like, I'll take my shirt off, I guess.
You leave.
What are you doing?
You leave.
Everybody else has their shirt off. What?
No.
Why do you guys have your shirt off?
Because nothing. When, Hunter, in any other place in the world where you're like, all right, it's time to, other than the beach or the pool or the doctor's office.
No.
You shouldn't.
Or when you get really drunk. Because there's never a situation where a bunch of sober people are around and like halfway through, you're like, you know, all right, this shirt's coming off.
Hunter,
It's about time.
I have been drunker than a skunk. I have been just snookered. And never once was there a point where I'm like, the shirt's off.
The shirt's coming off.
No, because that's not what people do in public. Okay?
Oh, apparently you're wrong because a lot of people do it.
Sorry,
dude, how many licks does it take to get to, how many drinks does it take for the shirt to pop off?
Son of a bitch, guys, knock it off. Like, if you're the shirt off at the party guy, you're not a likable person. You're not a likable person.
You know, honestly, that New Year's party, all the guys with the shirts off were really nice guys. I just don't know the point at during the night.
I don't care if Jesus himself came down to a kegger and if Jesus took his shirt off, I beg, put your shirt on, Jesus. This is not that kind of party. What are you doing?
Where's your toga? Come on.
I spilled a little beer on my shirt when I was doing a cake stand. I don't care. Put your shirt back on.
Go get a new shirt.
Go get a new shirt. I tell you what, here's a shirt that you can wear on mine, Jesus, because that's not that kind. No one wants that. No one wants a shirt off a guy in the... And he's usually, yeah, like dirty and sweaty. Like, it's just stop
it. He wants to hug you.
So, yeah. Whenever the shirt comes off,
what's
time
up,
to leave the
bro?
Party. Yeah. What?
That's a good answer. I like that answer.
Yeah.
Because everybody's been there. Mine is, and I've found myself in this situation multiple times, Brock. And it's at you're like at the end of the party, you know, only like a few people left. You're hanging around the campfire, and this happens to me almost every time. I'm telling this extravagant story, you know, in my head it's brilliant. I'm gonna impress this person. I can't wait. It's a really long story too. I can't wait to get to the end and for his get his reaction. And you finally finish the story, and you look over, and he's passed out sleeping next to the fire. Been telling this story for a half an hour, man.
It's kind of like this break. Kind of what's going on with you.
Shut up, God. Damn you. That was good. Did you fall asleep? Wake up, man.
There's a point where there's like three people left. It's like, what are you holding on to? It's time to leave the party.
Till the sun comes. You know how many times I've looked over at the end of a party and the person's sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it.
What are you doing? Time to leave the party, all right? Leave the party. All right. Anyway, we got to leave this break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are some signs that it's time to leave the party? We'll have your answers. Take a nap. Yeah. Are you sleeping? All right, I'm going to go. All right, we'll be back. Stick around. Well, good morning, 7:54, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, he said.
Never, ever. Actually, you know it's the time to leave the party when you hear this song. You're like, oh, no, that's what? What's going on?
That's how you get everybody to leave.
Just putting it on. I'm playing it on repeat, folks. Playing it on repeat.
Give me the aux cord. Pass the aux cord, bro.
925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Your specialized topic of the day. What are some signs that it's time to leave the party? Let's take a couple phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brock.
Yo.
Hey. Your party thing that you had?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the ones are becoming 10.
When the ones become a 10, that's time to leave the party?
Hell yes.
Do you leave with them? Is that what you do?
No, hell no.
That's a good answer, buddy. I like it.
Well, it's a stupid answer, but that's all I could think of.
She's a 2 at 10 and a 10 at 2. I don't blame you, man. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good day.
Later, man. WIRX, hello.
Yes.
Yo.
I'm calling about the party ending thing.
Yeah. When's it time to leave the party?
When I hear achy, breaky heart or I got friends in low places.
Everyone's drunk. Time to go. Good answer. Very good answer, buddy. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, later. You know to jump in on that, too, when everyone starts singing bad karaoke, like just singing at the top of their lungs, it's like, yeah, it's time to leave. It's time
to
go.
Yeah, you're a little too drunk.
Yep.
You're screaming into the microphone. You can't really even hear yourself.
I am not here. It's like, guys, we don't even have a karaoke machine. You're just singing aggressively loud. What are you doing? Just stop it. You're ruining the song.
How about this? Here's when you need to leave the party is when you're talking with somebody and you guys are getting really excited. And you're talking over each other because you think your story's cooler than theirs.
You and I do that all the time when we're drinking. It's terrible, man.
It's very true. Eventually, I catch myself. I'm like, Jesus, man.
It's time to go home. It's time to leave. Right. Yeah, Hunter and I together, we get so worked up. It's just terrible. It's just like two chihuahuas. Anyway, both good answers. Both good answers. We got some great answers on Facebook. What are some signs that it's time to leave the party?
Need to beat it.
Yeah, Blake had a good one. Politics, religion, vaccine, COVID, any kind of talk that gets intense arguments going. Absolutely.
I just say it. I'm like, hey, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I usually just say, that's why I don't talk politics or religion at parties. And then they're like, but wait, no. And I'm like, no. That's the sign to stop talking about it.
Or you do the real sarcastic, how about them bears?
Right there. I'll never forget I can't remember what party we were at. But anyway, I come into the garage, okay, to have a smoke. And you were in there arguing with a friend about flat earth theory. And I was like, what is going on, Hunter? What am I walking into?
And it was a legit argument.
It was. Like, I thought maybe you guys were joking around, but I was like, this is really happening.
This guy is on board.
This is really happening. Yeah. So that's just right there. Don't talk politics. That goes for family dinners, Thanksgiving, whatever. Just politics,
you know,
religion.
You knew when to
me.
Leave that party specifically is I was arguing about this for about like 15 minutes with this guy, right?
Yeah, yep.
Then I go off with you and we do something and we come back like 45 minutes later and they are still in the kitchen trying to prove their point. I'm like, dude, wrap this up, guys.
Yeah, this is done. We are all drunk. First of all, we shouldn't be having this conversation. Second of all, it's not going to go anywhere.
No, man, hear me out.
Hold on. I got facts. No, you don't. No one does. Let's see. Scott said, when your friends get too drunk and start causing trouble, we all have that one friend that always does that. Always.
He gets a little quiet.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, he's going to take his shirt off. Charles had a good one. When the sun rises, God, that just doesn't sound fun anymore. Young Brock, absolutely. I would be there for the sunrise, man. And we'd get her going. No, that sounds awful.
I've watched the sunrise in hot tubs, on beaches, at friends' houses. You're like, why?
Yeah,
why are we up this late?
Done. Go home. Randy said, when I vomit in my own purse. Yeah, that's probably a good sign. It's time to leave the party, Randy.
You can't be throwing up in your purse.
I've got to throw up. I bet you she lit her cigarette backwards right after that. I got to get the taste of vomit out of my mouth. Oh, no, I puked on my cigarettes. Ah, it's okay. It's only on the outside. It's only on the outside.
Man. Yeah, poor ladies. They got to have their hair held.
It's terrible. Always got to have a scrunchie.
Then they always cuddle. Why are you cuddling with the toilet?
Because I'm sick. I feel bad. I drank too much.
Do you have any idea? These ladies sit on the toilet. Guys, don't.